Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And I welcome Scott Shea, co-founder and chairman of the Signature Bank, author of a new book, Conspiracy U, a case study about anti-Zionism, anti-Judaism, anti-Semitism, BDS on campuses. But I asked Scott's help to understand headlines about how the investment community is now either being tricked into or volunteering into unacceptable behavior with regard to Israel, Zionism, and Judaism. Scott, a very good evening to you. I read the headline in the Times of Israel in these last hours. Investment ratings giant Morningstar to step up efforts to weed out anti-Israel bias. It's totally confusing to me, Scott. Can you help me understand what is Morningstar doing in this matter and what is the threat? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John, and to Malcolm as well. So this is a very important issue that frankly took a lot of people by surprise. Morningstar is one of the two largest ESG rating companies through its subsidiary Sustainalytics. And what ESG is, it's a investing filter that has mushroomed in appeal. This is a way of protecting against or allowing investors to protect against investing in companies that are doing bad stuff, pouring sewage into the river streams, abusing their employees or their customers. And ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. And of course, ESG involves issues like climate change, a whole bunch of stuff. Well, unbeknownst to just about everybody, one of the screens that was really entering the Sustainalytics research and recommendations and scoring was an anti-Israel bias. And it was, and it's a major issue because if you're a person in Peoria and you're investing in your 401k or your IRA, you may not know that you are investing with a bias against Israel. Mm. And given that $17 trillion currently in the United States go through this ESG screening, that's supposed to grow perhaps triple fold over the next 3 or 4 years and basically be almost all the market. Well, this is major. And very few people knew what was going on.
Malcolm?
How big is ESG investing? Do investors really place much value on these? And then how did they uncover this biased one that Morningstar was doing?
Well, first of all, investors overwhelmingly these days are embracing ESG. I mean, the big firms like BlackRock, Fidelity, Vanguard, State Street, that control huge amounts of assets. I'm sure in your IRA or in your investment fund, you have some S&P 500 or other index funds. Well, those votes are being determined by a handful of ESG raters, Morningstar and MSCI being the two largest. So this is a way of protecting you from investing in bad stuff. But on the other hand, unfortunately, it can also be used, and we found it to be used, to have a distinctly anti-Israel bias. The first person to sort of focus on this issue was Julie Hammerman at JLens. And then I heard about it and I became a fast follower. And I wrote about this. I was able to do additional research. I wrote about this in Conspiracy U. I was able to get research. The reason why people don't know about this or didn't know about this is because all of the research is behind proprietary paywalls. You have to spend a lot of money to get this research. But if you're BlackRock or Fidelity, it's not a problem to spend many thousands of dollars. It's just that the average person won't know what's behind the curtain. And I was able to read research, which was stunning to me. I mean, it would seem like you'd read a report on a company. It would seem like you just you had a transporter beam send you into a SJP teach-in seminar on Israel, Palestine. So it was quite remarkable, but it was one of those stories that if you didn't somehow have access, you could never know what was happening.
What we're looking at is a conscious decision by BDS activists to avoid transparency. Is that, I'm trying to simplify this, Scott. Is that this is about a hostile act by people who are hiding it?
Oh, yeah. So according to a May Pew study, only 2% of Americans strongly support BDS, and actually only 5% to any degree. But the BDS people were brilliant. They figured out that if they could get folks at places like Sustainalytics, who were a very small group of people who would be carrying on at least part of the agenda, then they could influence the investment decisions, as I said, on $17 trillion. And the less that was called to attention on that, the better. And by the way, since it's so hard to find this, you use the right word, there's so little transparency. It was really, from the perspective of BDS, a brilliant move.
But what to what degree is there any accountability now? How is an investor to know that where they're putting their money, they aren't getting tainted by anti-Israel or any other bias that could be built in as they did this one? Is there a way really to combat it in a sustained way?
Well, the thing that I'm really happy to report about, and, you know, sort of cue the music rising and at this point in the story, is that the Jewish community came to Morningstar after this came out and after people started to realize what was going on. And we showed the senior management the facts of what was going on at sort of in the bowels of the organization. And to their credit, they reacted by making significant changes. And we were able to get to a point where we issued a joint press release on practices that Morningstar would take, which would reverse this anti-Israelism, or would just make them neutral to Israel as they should be to every country. But we found instances where people were doing, forget about how Israel ended up with the occupied territories, but suffice it to say, it was very different than what happened in Crimea. But yet, companies doing business in Crimea were not considered to be controversial, while at the same time, any doing just about anything in the territories in the West Bank was considered to be problematic. And even in some cases, doing what would be totally acceptable anywhere else was also marked, those companies were marked on. But at the end, when shown the facts, the senior management reacted in a positive way, which is an important lesson, because we have to work with folks who disagree with us if we can engage in conversation, as opposed to just say, well, we're going to scratch them right off the list.
How does this connect to your book, Conspiracy U, A Case Study? Are we seeing the same pattern that we've seen in academia with the bias, the teaching bias, the language? Is this a reflection of the same movement?
We have a 1 minute, well, Scott. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yes. So I'll try to be brief, but what first got me into this issue, and why I was so puzzled at first, which is why are all of these campuses passing BDS resolutions about divestment? I mean, these students have no power over the over the endowment. And it was only once I started reading research pieces where campus resolutions that don't bind to anything were appearing in Sustainalytics research as though they had actual financial impact. And that was the first start where I was following the breadcrumbs to what was going on. So the answer is this was definitely an effort to infiltrate BDS. And again, it was part and parcel with what was going on in campus.
Scott
Shea. Part of a unifying agenda.
Scott Shea is co-founder and chairman of Signature Bank, author most recently of Conspiracy U, a case study, Malcolm Honlein. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.